Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wixon. Clark, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Shaquan, I thought I was going to another store or something right there. Hey, great to be here and great to talk about Perry Schools.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And yeah, there's a lot of great things going on here in the community with the school district. And one of those, Tuesday, obviously, was Veterans Day. And of course, have the annual Veterans Day celebration, which is always great to honor these brave men and women that serve. And so it was another great celebration on Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, every year, you know, you're just always amazed at this Veterans Day celebration. Just all of the people that it includes, the highlight of honoring the people that have served our country. And I think everybody walks away with a good experience. So we had everything from, you know, first grade singing to, you know, the main speaker to a number of people recognized with their picture. So it is so well done. And this was the 28th annual Veterans Day celebration. So kudos to everybody involved with that. Kudos and thank you to those people that have served.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So thanks for talking about that. And then, you know, when we go back to the school board meeting that was held on Monday, a big topic was the virtual learning day. I know, Clark, this is a newer thing, so talk about that.
Yeah, it is a newer thing, and it's called the Virtual Learning Day Expectations is the document that is going on Parent Square, and we'll be rolling that out to all staff and students, community. So I'm just going to read just a little bit about the rationale on a virtual learning day expectation. So during the 2025-26 school year, Perry Community School District has the ability to use 5 virtual learning days, just 5. Hopefully we don't use them all. We're going to use those in order to avoid making up numerous days at the end of the school year. Why? Perry Elementary has a big construction project going on. We will need every minute as soon as the school year ends. So the virtual learning days will help, number one, kids have a chance to learn at home, you know, for a little change of pace, but it will help us at the end of the year because we need to make sure that we stop then on May 22nd in the afternoon so that construction can get rolling. So look for more on this as we roll out the virtual learning day expectations, and that got approved then last night.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for going over that. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Clark, I know you always cover things with accommodations, so talk about the latest.
Hey, we got a few of them right here, and I'll just highlight them. Isaiah Christensen, he received the highest achievement for all band and orchestra choir students. This year is the second year that Isaiah has participated in the Iowa All-State Band. So he's a trombonist, and he's been selected for the Iowa All-State Band. Super job. Lily Myers qualified for state cross country meet. Did very well in there. Had a great time, she said. Kerrigan Welchel, breaking the volleyball serving percentage at 99%. That's fairly high, I'd say. That's not bad.
Absolutely.
And then kudos to all the PACES staff. They had a great lights on after school month in October. Raised $3,600. So great job by our PACES staff. That's it for our commendations, and a lot of good things going on, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, thanks for covering that. And then, of course, you know, you always cover things in your superintendent report, and I know you got more stuff there.
You bet. Hey, first of all, one key thing in any school, and I think Perry Schools does such a great job during parent-teacher conference. I'm just going to read 3 percentages and show the support that the community gives to their students, and how great the partnership is with the community and the school. Here it is for parent-teacher conferences. Perry Elementary, 97%. Perry Middle School, 95%. Perry High School, 87%. Those are all very high numbers for those individual schools. So great job on that. Some of the key things that we covered for the superintendent report, always want to keep Perry Elementary and the early foundation construction progress is going on right now. Probably not, you know, just really exciting things, but they are getting the dirt dug up. They're getting drainage going, and it's such a key thing to make sure that water's flowing the right way before we start with any kind of footings and concrete and getting that going for our preschool rooms. So that's exciting. upcoming events as we close it out? We're not closing out yet on November, but as it continues to go, I want to make sure everybody knows starting November 26th, Thanksgiving break, lots to be thankful for. And that will be coming up before we know it. So that's a big one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So thanks for touching on that. And then, Clark, well, more with that, I know you have some key dates to keep in mind.
Yep, just covered a couple. Now, again, November 26th starts the Thanksgiving break, and November 14th, 15th, we have our high school play Friday, Saturday. We have a number of things going on with the construction and the bid process. We're going to be busy with that, as well as teaching and learning. So.
Absolutely. Well, and Clark, just want to also give a shout out. I know you have a few members going to the state swim meet as well.
Yes, we do have a few members going to the swim meet. So good on your part right there. That wasn't part of the commendations, but we're going to include them on the updated Chiquan commendation. So great job and congratulations to those kids too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Clark, sorry, I don't know what's going on with me today.
Hey, we all have it, Chiquan. You know, we can't be perfect. We just want to try to just always make growth. Isn't that a growth mindset?
well, there you go. And well, thank you as always for stopping in. Really appreciate you taking the time.
You bet. Thank you for inviting me. And as always, thanks for listening and make it a great day.
Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.